The Prime Minister announced the reinstatement in a broadcast on state television just before dawn on Monday, hours before thousands of protesters were preparing to converge on the capital.
Main sadr-e Pakistan apne vaade ke mutabik.
Yusuf Raza Gilani says he and the president have decided to restore Iftikhar Muhammad Chaudhry and other former justices to the court. He says Chaudhry will be sworn in on March 21st when the current chief justice retires. The prime minister also says the government will review a recent Supreme Court decision that effectively barred former prime minister Nawaz Sharif and his brother from holding elected office. He also says all demonstrators arrested in recent days will be freed. Thousands of protesters, slowly making their way from Lahore to Islamabad for Monday's rally, were jubilant at the news. Opposition leader and former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says the long march has been successful and the crowd should celebrate. He thanked his supporters and said this is what they have been working towards. He says if the government had restored the Chief Justice earlier, the country would not have been in this situation. Sharif and senior lawyers called off Monday's protest rally in the capital. Demonstrators had vowed to defy the government and protest outside parliament, prompting worries of clashes that could destabilize the government. At the Islamabad home of Iftikhar Muhammad Chaudhry, dozens of lawyers and other supporters celebrated the news of his reinstatement. Chaudhry was fired by former President Pervez Musharraf in November 2007 after he tried to challenge Musharraf's suspension of the Constitution and imposition of a state of emergency. Since then, his reinstatement has been championed by lawyers and human rights activists who insist it is the only way to restore the independence of the judiciary. Political opponents of President Musharraf, including Asif Zardari and his Pakistan People's Party, had promised to reinstate the former Chief Justice after winning elections in February 2008. But President Zardari failed to honor the pledge. The return of the Chief Justice could jeopardize court rulings that granted him immunity from prosecution in pending corruption cases. At Chaudhry's Islamabad home, where supporters had begun gathering hours earlier in anticipation of the government's decision, people cheered his return to the court. Attar Manala, the spokesman for the Chief Justice, was more cautious, saying lawyers still have some questions about the details of his reinstatement. He says, to win the confidence of the people, President Zardari must prove that he has sincerely restored these judges and that the restoration respects the supremacy of the Constitution. Manala says lawyers would be watching closely to see if the government tries to curtail the powers of the Chief Justice. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.